The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning. Thanks for checking out the first edition of the Brightside's Morning Comics. I'm DJ, one half of the Brightside Chat. John, still busy keeping his store open. Maybe he'll join us here or there. Who knows how long this is going to go, but I intend to do this every morning until we get through this coronavirus issue. Try to bring some entertainment, some news, some levity in a difficult time. I remember back in the 90s when Desert Storm happened and a lot of things changed. I remember TV used to get shut off at night at 1 o'clock in the morning and then wouldn't come back on until 5 in the morning. That's when you saw the bars and heard the national anthems on either end and everything. And then with Operation Desert Storm, the news wanted to stay on or be able to have access to people 24/7. So that's when TV started running round the clock. Changes were made. I think there's going to be a lot of changes made in this. We're already starting to see it. I'm hearing that comic book stores are closing, and not only closing until this is over, but I'm hearing about comic book stores that are closing for good. They're not going to survive it. And we're only not even a week into this yet. Well, this being Friday, the 20th, March 20th. Yeah, it's probably about a week now since this has been, you know, gone to the serious level. Everything before that was who knows what was going to happen. But now we've been in lockdown, I believe, since last Saturday, or relative lockdown, let's say. And stores aren't surviving, and a lot of people are going to be missing their comics. And that seems tiny. And it is. I get it. It's tiny on the grand scheme of things. This is comics. But that's what we talk about. That's what John and I talk about twice a week, every week. And it's the fun things in life that we have that make it fun, obviously. And when they go away, people are suffering. Stores are suffering. So we wanted to find a way that we could help in this situation. There's a lot of things that we can do to help people out there in other situations, but this is what can I do with this podcast to help, and we're doing the best we can here. So with that, today we're talking with Ernie from Friendly Neighborhood Comics. Been in the business for a long time. He has a pretty successful business. He's pretty hopeful that he will survive this, but I had a conversation with him about a lot of stores that probably won't and the reasons why. And first and foremost, it's very simple. These stores are run by people that are passionate about comics. You're not your typical business person. No, you know, I'm not trying to insult anybody. You know, my buddy John, I mean, I've known him almost my whole life. Love them to death, but you know, we do this, or they open stores because they love comics. Nobody gets into the comic book industry to open a store to get rich. They're not getting rich. They're just doing this to get by, and because they love comics and they want to get comics out to other people. And when something like this happens, it's, as you'll hear in the interview, it's tough. It's really tough. Ernie gives a better background than I can give to it. So we need to support those people. We need to support those stores. Otherwise, there won't be stores. That's what our comic book podcast is about. It's about hanging out in the stores. So I wanted to find a way to use this podcast to help support those stores. So with that, let's get right to Ernie's interview. I'll have a few words after that. And, I'll talk to you then. All right, let's get to Ernie. All right, we're here at Friendly Neighborhood Comics in Bellingham. This is our first of the, I don't even know what the name of this is yet, but we're going to talk to Ernie, and we're going to get some idea on how people are handling, well, everything. So, Ernie, what do we got going on? What do you have going on creatively to try and get you through what's going on right now? I don't even want to use the word.
No, well, obviously, this is very unusual circumstances for all of us. We're all kind of making this up as we go. What we're trying to do is, on the one hand, continue to remain open as a viable business, but also try and be a resource for our community. When there are difficult times, people will turn to things like comics and graphic novels as a bit of escapism, something to read. We have a lot of kids home from school right now. Their parents are looking for activities to keep them busy, to keep their minds engaged and whatnot. So we can fulfill that role. It's just a matter of how do we do that safely. So we're trying to do a number of things. Obviously, like many stores around the country now, we are offering free local delivery in our region. We are offering curbside pickup if you don't want to come into a shop right now. We understand that. We will do everything we can to allow you to come to get your books safely and figure out a way to do that. Our mail order has increased, as I'm sure everybody's has. And it's a matter of doing our best under trying circumstances to remain open and to remain as a viable option for our community so that they can get the comics they love, get things for their kids to be able to read, or, you know, if you're somebody who has been laid off or now is finding your hours dramatically reduced and you're spending a lot of time at home, you know, you probably want to read more. So we have traditional novels, we have comic books, we have graphic novels, and we've got a lot of great reading material available for people. So far, at least, we've been very fortunate. Our area is not under total lockdown, and we're able to service our community, and we'll continue to do that as long as we're able to.
Cool. What do you recommend? Like, what's an idea that you could give, like, the listeners, people that don't own stores, or customers all over the place? Because, you know, as that's great for here, but what can we tell listeners to help keep their stores open? Because we're already hearing of stores that are closing. And, right. You know, hoping they reopen, but we're also hearing stories that a lot of stores are closing for good because they can't survive this. So how can our listeners help those stores?
Right. So that is a big issue right now because the vast majority of comic book stores, in all honesty, are fairly undercapitalized, so they don't have a lot of reserves. And even the ones that do, this is a weekly cash flow business. This business requires people to buy new comics every week. That's how we've all grown up reading them. The business works that way, too. It's cash in for new inventory every week and cash out to pay your bills to buy that inventory. So once that cycle stops, it puts a real burden on the stores. Now, there are things that customers can do to help keep their local comic shops open. The first and foremost one is pick up your subs. Pick up your subs on a weekly basis. The stores are still bringing in those new books. And if you're under lockdown, if you are nervous about going out in the public, you know, if you can, many stores offer curbside pickup. Many stores will deliver to your front door. And if you're not even comfortable with that, like, we also offer free shipping. If you're a subscriber and you've got a weekly pull list, we'll mail you the books. And we'll continue to do all those things as long as we can. And most stores around the country are trying to do that. So I think that's the easiest thing a customer can do is pick up your weekly books on a weekly basis. Keep, in all honesty, keep the money flowing. Keep the money flowing, and it keeps the books coming in. Now, there are other things that people can do. We've already seen some people are buying gift certificates. Even though it's not the holiday season, we're running our holiday gift certificate program where if you buy a $50 gift certificate, we give you an additional $5 certificate for free. That's something that's normally a holiday promotion for us, but right now, because people have asked about gift certificates, we've offered that. What that does is it puts money into the system. So now the stores have more cash on hand to pay that big diamond invoice that's coming in next week. Right. The other thing to remember while I'm speaking of the diamond invoice, comic shops with final order cutoff are ordering their books 3 weeks or more in advance. So this, to the extent that this is a problem and an issue in the country, that was not true 3 weeks ago. We have a fairly big diamond delivery coming in next week that we ordered before things really hit. Right. We're making adjustments on the fly now, but unfortunately we can't decrease orders that are coming out next week or the week after even. So the gift certificates do help, because what we are seeing certainly is the lack of in-store casual traffic. That's gone for everybody. And so what you're seeing now is that the stores over the next several weeks are going to be really surviving based on their subscriber base. And stores with a larger subscriber base that's active and remains engaged will have an easier time getting through this than shops that maybe that don't have a lot of subscribers or don't offer those types of programs.
Yeah. Is there anything else people could do, like besides picking up their books and gift certificates, just to keep the awareness out there?
Sure. Actually, one of the things that I've seen some people are doing now is they either have kids of their own or they have nieces and nephews that are now stuck at home, can't go out, can't go to school. And so we've had people that have come in to get their regular books, but also picked up a few extra copies or a few extra titles for their nieces and nephews to drop off or have available at their own house for the kids to read. If you ever wanted to try and get the next generation interested in comics, oh my God, what an opportunity you have now. This is the time to do it. You have a lot of people with a lot of downtime that they didn't ask for, and they need something to do, and comics greatly fulfill that. We're running a sale on our trade paperbacks. You can get, you know, a whole bunch of Batman stories that are complete collected editions. You can get the regular comics and just give them a sample of comics. You know, this is a prime opportunity to convert the next generation.
Convert and support. Actually, what you're doing.
It's absolutely true. While you're converting new readers for down the road, as far as today is concerned, that extra purchase helps keep that shop open. And that's not true just for comic shops. I mean, that's everybody. You know,
that's how businesses
supporting small business
continue.
Your local community businesses are the ones that are most threatened by this. And the big mega corporations and big box stores of the world, they'll still be here in 6 months. But, you know, take a look at who gives back to your community. You'll never see the big box store names on the back of your kid's Little League jersey. You will find your local comic shop. You will find your local record store. You will find these mom-and-pop stores that are truly, I don't even like the term small businesses, they're community-based businesses.
Right.
And they require on the community to survive, and they give back. So all these little stores that you go to when you're, you know, you're kids have a fundraiser or you're asking for a donation, take a minute, go buy something from them. It doesn't have to be a lot. If we have, you know, several people making an extra $10 purchase, that makes a difference. It helps.
Yeah, if everybody does that, that's a huge help. When you suggested the little kids, you saw my big smile on my face. That's what I'm actually going to come back tomorrow and do this. I have a nieces and nephews down the street, so I'm just trying to pace out my buying right now.
Sure, that makes sense.
So, but yeah, that's a great idea. All right, thank you for your time. I will see you tomorrow. Hey, stay safe.
Thank you. I hope everyone takes care of each other. You know, be well. This is a great opportunity for us to shine and bring out the best in each other. So let's get through this. It'll, you know, this will move on, and there'll be a day when this is no longer the big issue it is now. So how we conduct ourselves right now will say a lot about us. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie. That was awesome. All right, that was great. Thank you very much to Ernie again. Obviously, we recorded that right in his store. He is busy, just trying to keep busy, to be honest with you. And as you can tell, I'm new at this interviewing thing. I completely forgot to ask him where we can find him, where we can help support him if we want to reach out. So I will give that information. So you can find Friendly Neighborhood Comics on Twitter at Friendly Comics. It'll come up as Ernie Pelletier. He's the owner, co-owner. Slade's the other owner. But you can also go online and find them at friendlycomics.com. And they're located at 799 South Main Street, Bellingham, Mass. I just wanted to get that out there. Who knows? Maybe there's a millionaire out there, billionaire, that's listening to the podcast that wants to throw a few dollars at the comic book stores. Who knows? I'll give out the information. If it works, it works. It can't hurt, right? But I'd like to wrap up today's podcast with just this. Like, this is going to be a quick podcast every morning. If I have nothing else, I'll just talk about a comic that I read the night before or something like that, just to keep the lines open. But let me know, please, if you're listening to this and you know of a store owner that wants to be interviewed, DM me. I'll interview them, because I want to get more interviews like that. I don't care if every interview sounds exactly the same and everybody says the same thing, because I think that would just point out that everybody's trying the same ideas. We're all in the same boat. Let's keep the communication and keep people talking about this. And maybe there'll be some different ideas. There'll be some ideas that somebody else hasn't heard before or didn't even think of. I know that happens to me a lot, but I'm not that bright. So, but maybe it'll help. So if you know of a store that wants to talk to me to promote their store or what they're doing to help, or maybe even if they've been closed and they just wanted to talk about it and why they closed and stuff like that, let me know. Anybody that wants to interview. I'm not an interviewer. I don't know how to interview, as you could hear in that last interview with Ernie. But, you know, when I'm backed into a corner, I'm going to try to help as best I can. And, you know, maybe I'll learn how to do an interview. I don't know. But the point isn't about me. The point is to get their information out. And if we can do that and have a good time doing it, well, what's the harm? And maybe something good will come out of all of this. So until tomorrow morning, stay safe, read some comics, and obviously support your local comic book store, please. See you tomorrow morning. Thanks.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.